Hello, and welcome back to Mosh with Josh. This is a local Los Angeles showcase where I talk to local LA artists. And today's guest is Marissa Longstreet of the band Slugs. Slugs have just released a new song called Super Sane, and you would be super insane to skip this interview. So with that, I hope you enjoy the interview and take care. Thank you so much for joining me, Marissa. So Super Sane, the new song, is out now.
Yeah. 2020. So it's the year of the unexpected. So I felt like, why not release a song we've been playing for the last 2 years?
Yeah, right. And so what inspired the song?
It was the experience of losing a close friend of ours in a motorcycle accident, which you know, Emery.
Right, Emery.
And then another friend of mine had a baby. So I was kind of untangling the celebration of a new baby and mourning the loss of a friend. But I was in this yoga class, as it says in the song, I was in a downward dog. It always catches me off guard. And I had a memory and I started crying. And I was just thinking about the ways we experience our pain and our bliss and how sometimes they can coincide, and you can smile and cry in the unexpected moments, then you can maybe find some peace in that. That can kind of make you act and feel a little crazy. I'm super sane. I feel fine, like trying to convince myself and the people around me that I'm doing okay. But really, in the moments where I let myself go crazy, I find the sanity through that.
Yeah, completely.
It's been a weird year. One was born and one died. I got reasons to be happy and I got reasons to cry. I was in a downward dog. It always catches me off guard. I start sobbing at the thought of you, a little memory, single shard, and it cuts. And I bleed and I start laughing at the stream. Drips down my cheek onto my tongue. I'm feeling weak. I'm feeling fine.
Now, you guys said that you have been performing the song for the last 2 years. And so now, but knowing the live version that you guys have been playing for the last couple of years, hearing this one, it had a sort of more somber and darker tonality to it. Was that intentional?
Not particularly. I brought Super Sane, which was a pretty baby song. And we were just going to record a demo that day for fun. So we tracked everything instrumentally to tape. And I played it twice as fast and in a higher key. And then we slowed everything down. And then I put vocals on top. It was sort of intended to be a demo. But when I first heard the version we made that afternoon at Kenny's, I felt like we really captured the sentiment, and I don't know. I liked something about committing to the song in its most vulnerable baby form.
Totally. Yeah, that's so cool. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me, Marissa. I hope you have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Thanks, Josh. This has been fun.